As you may or may not know, we're very blessed this year to have, for the first year, focused missionaries with us on campus. And so we'll take Sarah Jane is the, what are you, the taskmaster or the team leader? Okay.
Hi, everyone. As Father said, my name is Sarah Jane, and I'm team director of the Focus team here for this year. We're very excited to be here and bring Focus to West Virginia University. I just want to introduce my teammates. First is Carla. She's a second year serving. She served in Connecticut last year, and she's from Texas. Scott is a first-year missionary coming from North Carolina and went to school at South Dakota State University. And last over there is Cody. He's also a first-year missionary, and he just graduated from University of Nebraska, and he's from Nebraska. We just wanted to thank everyone for the many prayers that you've already offered up for us, and we ask that you continue to pray for us in our ministry here. And thank you for welcoming us very much. For any students, we would love to get to know you. Tonight we're going to be having an ice cream social between the 6:30 and 9 p.m. Mass. And then also, too, tomorrow we're going to be having a get-to-know focus. I'm going to be sharing our testimonies of how we became missionaries between 7:30 and 8:30 in the Newman Center. Now, there's many things that we do as focused missionaries. We lead Bible studies. We meet with students one-on-one. We lead international mission trips. We have over 100 trips going out this year to all around the world. And so if you'd like to get involved, we would love to get to know you. So please come up to us after Mass. We're going to be outside. And just say hello to us. Introduce yourself. We'd love to get to know each and every one of you. Thank you very much.
One of our petitions this morning was that the church would be willing to take risks for the faith. These four young people are taking a risk. I think I said last week they're radical. They're the genuine deal of being radical. I mean, you can't overestimate the challenge for four young people to go and be missionaries, disciples, witnesses of Jesus Christ on a secular campus. We need more young people to take risks. We need young people to take risks for the priesthood. We need young people to take risks for consecrated life. And so having these four here, I think, is most certainly a blessing for us, but I think it's an example, a testimony and a witness of the power of God's love that we can call people to do, and how He will so abundantly bless them when they answer.